ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Pukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia. One word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walter.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Ngalungir.
Bambach.
Dyangye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Reipiri.
Ngargu Chainama.
Gani Warangung.
Munyip.
Dominiyalka. Wakaniniana.
Wardadoia.
Ngundingi Dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Diepa.
Murupuk.
I'm Jesse Hodgetts. I'm a Wong'aipon, Ngiyampa and Wiradjuri Mei. That's the languages of my ancestors. And Dakanong country is the country that I'm speaking from today and the country that I was born and raised. My next word is Goyen. And Goyen has been translated as meaning shame or shy. If you think about that in a Western or English or Australian lens, you'll see that as a negative connotation of you don't want to be Goyen. But when I heard old Ngiyampa woman, Aunty Eliza Kennedy, she was another important Ngiyampa woman that kept our language. She talked about Goyen in terms of being respectful. So she would say that when they were kids, when strangers would come into their camp, strange adults, that they needed to be Goyen to them and not look at them and not talk to them, and only if they're spoken to. And she says that was just the Black's law. That's how we behave. We were Goyen. We were respectful. So definitely not a negative thing. It's actually reinforces your inner strength. And discipline and security within yourself to be Goyen and humble, to be humble. And then extending to that is Goyengen. Goyengen is, once again, gets translated as meaning to own something. That's the Western understanding. But it really more so means something that's for you and that you're for it. So I could say my balka is Goyengen. My boomerangs are Goyengen. They're my boomerangs, but I'm Goyengen for them boomerangs too. So they own me just as much as I own them. And I can say Goyengen the Yawaradu, I mind my own business. So you can see how Goyen and Goyengen can be related. They're connected. Goyengen can be my family. I can say May's people. Me and the Goyengen, so like my own people that I have relationship with as well. So Goyen, shame, but respectful and humble, and Goyengen, something that's for me. To stay true to what I've been taught by my old people, they would say, when you're leaving, you'd say, Yanakotono. Yanakotono means, it's like a farewell, but it kind of means I'm going away from you now. And they just leave. They don't make a big deal out of it. Yana kotono, because they're Goyen and they're humble and respectful. So, yana kotono.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.